Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Main Street Business Podcast. My name is Mark Kohler. I'm here with the illustrious Matt Sorensen, my co-host. We are both entrepreneurs, small business owners, real estate investors. We had lemonade stands as a kid. We love you, you side hustlers out there, getting it all on, getting the gateway drug to the American dream going. This show's for you.
Yeah, and the last thing about a side hustle is hopefully you're making money.
Yes.
The downside to the side hustle is the IRS wants to know about it, and there's some stuff you need to do on your tax return, but we've got some solutions for you. The cool thing about a side hustle is this gives you tax planning opportunities to write stuff off you never even thought about. And so we want to break that down for everybody today so you know what to look for and where you can save when you're filling out your 1040.
Absolutely. And let's get right into it. And please share this podcast with any friend or family member you know that has a little side gig getting a 1099 in any way, shape, or form. So I want to lead with this. Don't stress. It's okay. I know many of you have never had a 1099 before. This is the first time this has shown up on your doorstep or in your email. And you're like, this isn't like a W-2. And you may be worried, oh my gosh, this is going to be harder to prepare my tax return. I've got to hire someone now. What can I write off against us? Lots of good questions. And we want to hit as many of those we can today. But the first thing is, you should know that if it's a small little operation, this is your first time you've gotten side income, if you will, in 2023, you're working on your taxes right now. The first thing is you can still prep your return if it's simple. You could still use a TurboTax or a TaxSlayer type software and be okay. It may also behoove you, if it's a little overwhelming, just file an extension. File an extension. There's no cost. You might want to send in a little deposit. We'll come to that later as well. But you can file an extension. You actually reduce your chances of an audit with an extension. It's okay. So my first message is don't stress. We got you. And you shouldn't worry.
Yeah. Just understand the way the 1099 works is this is going to go on Schedule C on your 1040, which is where you're going to claim the income. Now, a lot of times your Schedule C, and some of you might be a small business, you might have an e-commerce business, you might be doing some consulting on the side. Some people didn't send you a 1099.
Yeah.
You didn't even get a 1099. Well, you still have to claim the income, okay? It's called tax fraud to not do that. So you still need to claim that income so you'll add up your 1099s. And some of you, that income might just be coming from a 1099. You know, you had a 1099 from Uber or maybe a 1099 from OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's right. Big money. Yeah.
So, but then some of you, of course, you're dealing with customers and stuff that don't 1099 you. You still got to claim that. And so this is the income line. That's, I think, all we got to say about income here, at least of what you got to gather that on the income side. But where the fun is and where the savings are is over here on the expense side and some of the strategies that you can implement and how to capture this income. And because there's some options. Do I use an entity or not? Should I have had an LLC? Does an LLC save me taxes? What about this S-Corp I've heard about? We'll hit that too, of course.
Yeah, there's a lot to say here. So you're not going to stress. And I like what Matt said too. Just because someone paid you under the table doesn't mean you're not required to claim that income. And I've been at food truck festivals where they're like, well, I don't have to claim my first $600. No, you do. Yes, you do. You still have to claim that. That's not true. It's just they don't have to send you a 1099. There's a difference. The 1099 rule is on the person sending it, not the person getting the money. So I hate to break that bad news to you. If you get audited and the IRS figures out that you actually were paid more money that didn't come on a 1099, you're in trouble. So claim all your income. Next point. 1099s can look different. There might be a 1099 NEC. There might be a 1099 MIS, a 1099 RET. There's INTs. There's all these different types of 1099s. If that's starting to happen, again, this is a good time to file an extension, get a little help and support. Now, I still want you to write down all the expenses and listen to the rest of the show because you got to help yourself. It's just not going to magically happen at an accounting office. They're going to extract all these write-offs, but they are going to help you put them in the right area. For example, an NIL athlete, you might have a 1099 MIS for the name, image, and likeness, but then you might also have a 1099 NEC because you showed up at a car dealership on a Saturday and shot a basketball while they were having their party. So you're going to get two different types of income that are reported in two different ways. Again, don't stress, get help, file an extension, and claim all your income. All right. Do we have to have an entity to do all this? Did we screw up? We're looking back at 2023.
Yeah. I mean, here's the, I don't want this to sound negative, but what's happened in 23 is already done. Okay. There are some things we can do here. And we're definitely going to try to extract what happened in 23 so we know we can get the best bang for our buck on our tax return. And there are a couple of things you can do, but good tax planning needs to be happening in the tax year. So for those of you that are new to this, this can sometimes be a wake-up call to be, I should have been doing this in 2024 on my 2024 income. And so that might be a good thing to think about now. So the process is really going to be looking back. What is important for me to go capture? What is important for me to go know about to pick up? Because I'm going to expense it. Now, obviously, when we're talking about expenses, again, I just want to keep this basic. You got a 1099 for 10 grand. If you can pull up $10,000 worth of expenses, you will pay no tax on that 10 grand. Okay.
That's a good thing.
So, okay. That's what we're trying to do here. Mm. And maybe even you get a loss, we might be able to use that somewhere else. So, so that's the name of the game here. We want to gather as many expenses as we can.
The list is good.
The list is good, but you do not need an entity. I'm getting back to the question.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
It took me a second to get there. Like, well, yeah. I got lost in my own answer. you do not need an entity. LLCs, let me make sure everybody understands that, do not save taxes. A lot of people think, I set up this LLC, I'm going to get all these expenses and write-offs. The LLC doesn't create any different tax outcome for you. It's a pass-through entity. What goes on that just flows right through that LLC onto your personal return anyways. Now, an S-Corp can save you taxes. We're going to hit that. And when you want to use the S-Corp, it's not necessary for every side hustle, but for some of you, it might. So we'll get into when you need to know that. But don't stress about the entity now. Think about an entity for being legit as a business owner, looking more official, getting some asset protection if something happens. Or maybe the S-Corp, of course, if you're going to fall into that boat, which we're going to hit in a second.
Yeah, I like the wake up call comment, Matt, because when you start to prepare your taxes for 2023, it's a chance to work on your business, not in it. See, when you have a side hustle, that's when you're grinding. You're trying to make money, whether it's at a Saturday event or consulting and online, whatever it could be. But working on your business is saying, how can I make this better? How can I save more taxes? How can I make more money with less time? And I'm hoping this podcast, if you're new to this, is starting to resonate and help you feel comfortable that it's not complicated and there's some easy steps. So what are you going to go back and look for? I would recommend you start with a really good spreadsheet, Google Sheets, something on your laptop. Don't try to do this on your phone. You're going to really need to snuggle up on the couch with a blanket and your laptop, put on an old movie you've seen 100 times, and start going through and thinking of all the expenses you had last year related to your side hustle. Now, some of the basics, and we have so many different podcasts you can geek out on, but let's talk about home office. Home office is going to be a great write-off. There's little rules for that, how you take it on the software, but put it on your list. You may not have a dollar amount allocated to it, but don't be afraid of it. Don't listen to anyone that says, you'll get audited for home office. I've got articles and podcasts galore on this. We'll help you get do it right. I'll just mention a couple more, Matt, and you can go. Yeah. And I like auto. Auto is a great write-off, and it can be super simple. All you're going to do is think of all the miles you drove related to your business. Could be running errands, picking up supplies. Maybe you were driving Uber or DoorDash. That's going to write all those mileage is going to be a write-off. But you're going to be thinking of a mileage rather than fuel, repairs, and maintenance, which is called actual. More medium size or larger businesses, those of you that have a full-time side gig, that's when we're going to start looking at the actual expense for auto. But grab your mileage, grab your home office, and I'm going to throw one more out there, a little Hail Mary I love, is your electronics. Be thinking of everything you may have spent on a cell phone, charging cords, laptops, iPads, cameras, tripods, lighting. You might be doing social media, website design, and need additional electronics. Most, as a small business owner, pretty much anything you buy at Home Depot and tools, as well as Apple Store, Best Buy, that should all have some sort of relationship to your side hustle. Write it down. So that's what you're putting on this Excel spreadsheet. Any expense you can think of, start combing through credit card statements, your bank statements, receipts, anything you have laying around, or just your memory, ballpark it and get it written down. But those are the first three that come to mind to me.
Yeah. And one of the things I think that's important as you're doing this is I want you to look at your bank account. And for those of you that do not use a separate bank account for your side hustle, your business, you are doing it wrong. You're going to miss stuff. Okay. You don't have a bookkeeper. You don't have an accounting and finance department tracking every dollar that's spent. You are going to miss expenses. Now, there's a couple of things that are write-offs that aren't in the bank account. And Mark mentioned some of those. And these are ones you got to think about because it's not in your bank statements, even if you're going through every line item in your personal bank account because you didn't separate this stuff. First was home office. I mean, there's a simple method of the home office that many people, particularly people with a side hustle, take. Doesn't matter what's in your bank statements. Okay. Also, auto, you talked about. Most people are going to do mileage. Nothing you need to track in your bank statements on that. You just need to track the miles itself. But let me make sure everybody understands auto, because this is a big one for any of you new small business owners or somebody doing this for the first time. I want to make sure you understand how powerful this is. Just think of the real estate agent, you know, common side hustle or someone new in the industry, for example. Maybe you had you sold a property or two that year, you got your 1099. If you had 10,000 miles, you get to take 65.5 cents a mile on that. That's a $6,550 write-off. That's an expense. If you do not catch that, you are like volunteering more money to the IRS, okay? Mm-hmm. Like the IRS has told you, hey, here's how you pay us less money. Are you paying attention? This is how, okay? So make sure you're tracking that. But then start looking through the bank account and be like, did I use this in the business? Were these supplies I bought for my home office for the business? Am I driving Uber? Is this like an air freshener or something I got in the car? Or some of the candy I'm giving out or the water bottles or whatever it is? I don't even want to get into the stuff in OnlyFans. I mean, I probably shouldn't have brought that up. I know. Like, what are they writing off there? I don't want to know, you know?
And we have OnlyFans clients, and with all respect, it's an online business. And so many people are influencers and making money on YouTube Rev and all that. You got to be thinking, what am I spending money on to generate it?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So I tried to bring that around for you.
Cell phone. Okay. Let's remember cell phone. What about equipment too? That laptop Mark said you need to cozy up to watch with the old movie that you're using in your business right now to track this stuff?
Yep.
That's a write-off. Okay. And so start thinking of things in your business. Now, everybody's industry is a little different. You know, when Mark was going through college and stuff, he had a commercial cleaning business.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I don't know where this is going. Keep going. I did.
We didn't have OnlyFans back then.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's got the commercial cleaning business. And so, like, there's materials, there's supplies, there's the mops and the vacuum and stuff. Okay. That's unique, of course, to that business, you know? And so every business is a little different on the things that you're going to need. I had this little marketing business that I would go, you know, in like gas stations, they would like have these little signs at the top of the gas stations where you could put advertising. Now they got like TVs and screens, but this is back in the day. I would drive around, and this was a little side hustle I had. You know, I was a freaking attorney. I was like a prosecutor, and I was doing this side hustle. And I'd put these little display things on top of the gas things, you know. And I got paid on how many I did. And I, of course, tried to bang them out. I had a ton of mileage. Okay. I also had like these little fasteners that I had to buy because the stuff they gave me didn't work. That's an expense. These little fasteners I was using to put that thing on. So everybody's got these little things in your business that are going to be unique. They might not hit our list here, but just really think about that stuff you're using and spending money on.
Okay. A few others. Love those comments. Is dining. You're going to, with any side hustle, you're going to go out to at least one dinner a month and talk with your significant other or maybe other strategic relationships, contacts, vendors, providers, any affiliates. So dining is a regular expense. There needs to be some dining expenses on your tax return. Now, you can't write off dining by yourself unless you're traveling. We're going to come back to that. But whenever you go to meet with anyone related to your business and you're having food and you're talking about it, even if you don't pay for their food, your food's a write-off as long as you're with someone. So look back to last year. What dining expense could I grab or take advantage of? Travel, as I just said. So in your business, your side hustle, did it involve going to a conference? Could we write off any airfare, any hotel, Airbnb, Uber, taxi, sleigh rides, whatever it takes to get that job done? And travel could be is 100% write-off, where dining is 50%. Now, let's say you're a consultant. Let's just give an example. So you're doing a little something on Upwork and you travel to a conference in Dallas that helps you be a better consultant. It could be business related, self-help related, or an industry specific conference. Well, all of your travel to get there is 100% write-off, and dining is a 50% write-off the whole time, even if you eat by yourself, because you're traveling for business. So we want to be thinking, did that conference relate to my side hustle at all? Did it help me be a better consultant? Could I write off the fees to attend and all the travel and half the dining? More than likely, yes. And so we want to be thinking, again, of those two items. Do you have another one you love?
I like training. You know, many people took a training course for their industry. Just go back to the realtor that had to take the licensing class and the training class. And there's some cost to that. Not only the travel and stuff to get back and forth to that class, but also the cost of that class in and of itself. Some of you might be doing a certification training in your industry. That training is a write-off. That's an expense. Now, if you went to like a college and you're like, well, I went and got an accounting degree, or I went and got a physical therapy degree, or I went and got a law degree and now I'm a lawyer. Are you going to write that off? No.
Yeah. Standard education. That's going to be a different write-off on your tax return.
But industry-specific credentials or training is going to be a write-off in the business.
The other one I'd like to that, and believe it or not, this is, I'm going to get a little technical here. If you have children and you also have a small business, there are specific ways to have the kids involved in the business. You might call it allowance for personal chores. That's not a write-off. But if you have the kids involved, helping stuffing envelopes, cleaning, doing office chores, helping with social media, helping with data entry, going out to the rental property and mowing lawns, or whatever the case may be, if those kids are involved in any way, shape, or form in your business, you can take a tax write-off for paying your kids. And if they're under age 18, they don't pay any taxes up to certain amounts based on the state. And in the federal, it's around 13 grand for last year. So you're getting a write-off. They're not even having to file a tax return, and it reduces your taxable income. So quit paying taxes and paying for stuff for your kids. You would be paying them and taking a write-off. Now that's the concept. So last year, what's kind of nice is when you are messy and you've got a personal account and you're just running your side hustle, if you were to pay the kids for helping out with the business, and you can see that in your bank statement, you may have transferred money into their account or whatever, given them cash. This is a chance where you can be pretty aggressive and say, I gave my kids money last year for helping in the business. And because you didn't have a formal LLC or a formal S corporation, the protocol was messy, but the write-offs actually becomes more valid and substantiated. Once you have formal entities, you got to pay those kids through the right structure. But then you're getting savings in other ways. So as you graduate as a business owner, you're going to use different procedures. But this is one for last year. If you're kind of a mess, this is one you want to take advantage of. Make a list of all the dollars you may have given your kids to help you in your business, and that's going to be a write-off too.
Yeah, and when your kid gets that income, think about it for them. They don't pay taxes on it. Because they're going to be below the standard deduction of even needing to file a tax return, because you're not going to be paying them tens of thousands of dollars. So you're going to be under the standard deduction that you need to file a return. So expenses comes off you, where you do have tax you have to pay and you have to file a return. And we push over the kids if they're legitimately working in the business. Now, one big thing I think that happens when people are doing this on Schedule C, right? They picked up all their 1099s and any other income they might have had in the side hustle. They're writing all this stuff off that we talked about, their auto, their travel, their home office, cell phone, equipment, stuff used in the business, all that stuff is getting, they're expensing it. And then they get down to it and they're like, wait a second, what is this self-employment tax? This is even before I pay my income tax? I've got to pay 15.3%. When you get a W-2, what happens when you get a W-2 is 7.65% is coming off of your paycheck and going into Medicare and Social Security. And you see that on your paycheck, right? Everybody's used to that on a paycheck.
And you want to say, what the F?
Yeah.
And you do. And it's called FICA.
Yeah.
You're like, what the FICA?
But you know what your employer's doing that you don't see? They're also paying in 7.65%. It's just not coming out of your pay. The employer is paying that. It's a cost for them because they have to pay into the Medicare Social Security system too. Now, when you're self-employed, guess what? you get to do both. You get to pay for the employee and the employer, and it totals this 15.3%, which is painful. And you see that add up, and you're like, holy cow. And I got to pay income tax on this too, plus 15.3%. And I'm in a 30% federal tax bracket. I'm paying 45.3%, or, you know, whatever it adds up to in your scenario. But then I'm talking about state tax. So there's a strategy on the self-employment tax,
which you will be able to employ this year in 2024.
Yes.
So when you see this come and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm paying more tax than I want to, this is when it's time to get a consultant to help analyze this situation. Now, we've got prior podcasts and YouTube videos on the self-employment tax S corporation, as in small corporation strategy. And you can take the LLC you already have and turn it into an S corp very affordably. Now, that's a forward thinking strategy. So yeah. For today, we just want to plant that seed that now that your tax return is going to be done soon, schedule a consult with a tax advisor. And we have a network on our website. We'll make sure it's down in the description below, where you can get to the Tax Pro Network and interview and find an advisor around the country. They don't need to live in your town. You can do a Zoom strategy call. It can be very affordable. We don't make money off that network. We make money training the network and supporting them and sending them leads and helping them. But you can work directly with them and have your own client relationship with an advisor, which you should have. You have a relationship with a dentist, a doctor, an insurance agent, even the guy at Geico or Jake at State Farm is down in a cube somewhere helping you. Have a tax advisor doing the same thing. Now that you have a side hustle, it might be time to quit doing your own tax return. So let's muddle through it. Let's dig up every write-off we can for last year and then start moving forward with a better plan.
You had to throw in Jake at State Farm to like get me off track here. And what are you wearing, Jake at State Farm? Khakis.
Yeah, right.
That was a great commercial. Good job, State Farm. Yeah. Now, here's why the S Corp matters. And I just want to make sure everybody understood what we were saying there. Using an S corporation or an LLC tax as an S corporation, you can minimize the self-employment tax. We can reduce how much self-employment tax you have to pay because the S corp has a strategy built into it that we implement with our clients every day. Every small business owner client of ours, I have an S corp, Mark has an S corp, are using this strategy to minimize that little tax, self-employment tax, that again is even before we get to paying income tax at whatever tax bracket you fall into. But it takes the S corp. We can't go back in time and set that up, but we can do this moving forward. So if that self-employment tax line was a little painful for you, we want you to be thinking about doing the S corporation. Now, our law firm sets those up too. We help clients set up entities across the country at KQS Lawyers. The Tax Pro Network is where you can get a lot of the tax advice and planning, get help on this dang Schedule C and your tax returns that you need to get doing, get help with some tax analysis. So, but that is the S corp, and we've got other shows and episodes on that. Each one of these strategies we've talked about here, by the way, we're just giving rapid fire. We have a whole podcast on auto. We have a whole podcast on cell phones and equipment, you know, so you can deep dive in this more if you need to. We just want to let you know, think about this. This needs to be on your return. This is what's going to save you money.
Now, I want to, a couple of final points. The one that is something I want to say, and it's difficult to create a list for you. So I'm going to say it this way, and Matt kind of alluded to it as well, and that's being creative. You have to get addicted to this. It's kind of fun. You know what? It's actually easier sometimes to save money than make money. And so if you can say, oh my gosh, guys, all right, what could I do? Well, there's clients that have a warehouse and they do landscaping and they have a little metal building and their stuff's getting stolen all the time. So they have a guard dog and they feed their dog morning and night and they leave a dog on premises. That dog is a write-off. The pet is a write-off. I have an article on 9 ways to write off a pet. They also may say, well, we've got mice and all sorts of problems here in our garage with where we store our supplies for shipping for our little side hustle out of our basement. And we need a cat. Okay, your cat's now a write-off. So everything at the vet and everything for the cat's a write-off. I've had realtors that show property on the mountain in the winter and they have to pay for a special ski pass to take their clients up on the hill at Park City or Deer Valley. Their ski lift Pass is now a write-off. Clients that have snowmobiles and four-wheelers to access properties they might manage with an Airbnb. You have clients that have specific uniforms that they need to wear when they're on the job. And so clothing can become a write-off if it's got logos on it and it's required for the job. Can't just write off your nice suit because you need to look good on camera. And then you start just saying the word camera. So much of business now has a social media presence. So every camera, drone, screen, tripod, speaker, microphone, earbuds, Apple Watch, anything electronic that's going to help you build and market your business is going to be a write-off too. So I just wanted to throw out some ideas there because I can't give you that list that's specific to what you're doing per se. The golden rule is any expense incurred in the production of income. That's code section 162 at the IRS. Any expense incurred directly or indirectly to build your business. Now, when I say indirectly, you may not be able to write off 100% of the snowmobile, but you could write off 50% of it because you use it 50% for business, 50% for personal. So you get that indirect angle as well.
Yeah. And if you weren't bought in that planning, doing tax planning is fun, like Mark said, let me give you another reason why you should be thinking about this. This is a Dave Ramsey quote. Every once in a while, that guy hits gold. I don't agree with everything, but every once in a while, he has some gold. Okay, this is what he said. The fastest way to get wealthy is to get control of your income. It's about controlling who gets your income. Guys, as a small business owner, do you know what the number one expense of anybody making money as a successful small business owner, side hustle, big business is? Taxes. This is how we get control of it.
You're going to send this to me.
Yeah. This is how we get control of it is by doing good tax planning. Good tax planning here is going to minimize what goes to the IRS and what gets to stay in your pocket. That is how you build wealth.
Well, I just text that to myself. I'm going to post that on my social media this afternoon. Love Dave Ramsey. He says so many good things. So my final point after this, after talking about creativity is please get engaged in the process. This, I like what Matt said. I think the wake-up call. I think I said earlier, gateway drug. If you want to build wealth, you want to get out of debt, you don't want to be married to always, always, always working for someone else. Let's have that side hustle and let it grow and facilitate it. We, at our company, we love it when our employees have a side hustle. We don't want them to quit their day job, but when they can make money on the weekends and evenings and when they're asleep at night online, they're going to come to work stronger. They're going to come to work happier and confident because they're not stressed out about their finances. Over 50% of working Americans now have a side hustle. The key is keeping that side hustle optimized, making money so you can go to your day job and get the benefits and build that community and those relationships and that tribe at work, but also have this double life where you're also building wealth on the side. And now you're in control of your destiny. It's not one or the other. They're not exclusive. Let's embrace both of them and find that American dream that fits us. And someday that side hustle may turn into a main hustle. You don't know. But if you don't try, and you know what? You're going to make mistakes. You're going to be stressed out at times. But you know what? Taking action is always better than taking no action.
All right. Let me hit one other thing that you can do right now. Now, before April 15th, you can still make your IRA contributions. So if you're catching this early and you're one of our faithful listeners, or you caught this early, you can still make your IRA contribution. That's $6,500 for 2023 that you can do up until April 15th of 2024. Obviously, you can make your 2024 contribution. That amount goes up to $7,000. But for any of you self-employed that got this 1099 and now you're dealing on Schedule C, if you made good money and you're like, I'm looking for more write-offs, you can set up what's called a solo 401k and still make 2023 contributions. If this is something that might interest you, what I would recommend highly is extending your April 15th return up until October 15th.
Yep.
You're a sole proprietor going on Schedule C. This is going to give you more time, and you can make that solo K contribution up until October 15th that saves you on taxes 9 months ago back in 2023.
And you can still have a 401k at work, and you still can do an IRA.
Yes.
So you can do all three.
And the max you can put in this solo K is $69,000. Okay, 10 times what you can put into an IRA. We're not just talking about $6,500. We're talking about you've made some good money in this business. You're like, dang, I'm getting hammered on this. Let's think of the solo K. We set these up in our law firm, KQS Lawyers, and handle the accounts over at our company, Directed IRA and Directed Trust Company. So We're doing this every day. Every day we're setting up a solo K for a client.
And we have the health savings account contribution. That is up until this coming Monday, the 15th at midnight. So if you want to contribute to an HSA at the same time you're opening up your IRA online, you can check the box and say, I need to get my health savings account going. You had to have had a high deductible plan last year. Look at the rules. We've got podcasts on that as well. And really, I mean, this is, there's so much still. You can make some contributions to your kids' education accounts, the Coverdells before the 15th and little things like this. But don't let your professional completely control the process for you. You are the captain of your ship. An accountant, a tax advisor, a lawyer, they all work for you. And you don't have to know exactly how to frame a house, but you know what you want that house to look like. And you can manage the project. Because you may think they're thinking about you all day long. They're not. They're only going to think about you when you're paying them to think about you. And if all you want them to do is plug numbers in your return, that's all you're going to get. So take the initiative to get a little more engaged. If you found this podcast helpful at all, please know we put a lot of thought into the topics here to help you succeed. We want to keep it tight and to the point. And please continue to follow us. Check us out on YouTube. We've got conferences every quarter somewhere in the country or online. On our websites and all those, that information's down below. We want to help that Main Street business owner succeed forever. And if you've got an LLC or a corporation, you still got to do your reporting for that to the state and the federal government. Now, you may have heard about it, the business owner information form to FinCEN. We are here for you on that. Don't forget about that. And some are like, well, I don't have to do that. I didn't make money. Nope. You have an LLC, you got to do it. So we'll be talking more about that throughout the year. That deadline is December 31st. So.
Yeah, it's December 31st for those of you that had an entity set up before 2024. But if you set up an entity in 2024, you have 90 days. So some of you are like, oh man, I listened to your guys' podcast. I need to do this S corporation I heard about because I got crushed on self-employment tax. Well, you're going to need to do a BOI on that. Now, if our law firm sets it up at KQS Lawyers, we'd love to help you, of course. We do that for you. That's part of the service. If you hack it out on your own online, I'm just telling you, those online services don't know what they're doing. And did you make sure that got filed? And when you add up the cost of LegalZoom or a lot of our competitors in the law firm, it's more than using a law firm and being able to talk to a real tax lawyer who's going to help strategize for you. So we're here for you. Thanks for tuning in, of course, to the Main Street Business Podcast. We're going to be back next week with another incredible topic. Less OnlyFans comments, I promise.
No, it's good. You know,
the same great tax strategies.
Yeah, it's fun. Yeah. We're talking about young and old, male and female, and there's so much money to be made right now online, and just the crypto trading and the crypto metaverse world and NFTs is blowing up for so many people. So take control of your ship. We're going to be here every week. Or more, please subscribe and give us a like or a love, and we'll try and do our best to not let you down. Thanks so much.